My name is Ketsia Aurelian, KetsiaAurelian. And this dictation is for Carolee A. Stendel, Carolee, middle initial A, last name Stendl. And this visit was on October 21st, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. This CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, obesity, and the aging process. The recent kidney functions reveal a BUN of 23 from 28, creatinine of 1.17 from 1.13, and a GFR of 50 from 52. There is no urine available to determine whether there is evidence of proteinuria. I lied. Disregard the last sentence. There is no evidence of selective or non-selective proteinuria. The urine protein to creatinine ratio is only 87 milligrams, and there is no available findings of microalbuminuria, period. There is no urinalysis to determine if there is activity in the urinary sediments. The patient denies any urinary symptoms, period. She does report occasional edema, which could be related to her intake of amlodipine, 5 milligrams twice a day, and the fact that she is not currently taking any diuretics. The hydrochlorothiazide was discontinued, and her primary care provider recently discontinued the spironolactone, which we started at the last visit due to an increase in her serum potassium, period. We recommended that she decreases her fluid intake to about 40 to 45 ounces in 24 hours and to use her weight as the guiding factor as to whether or not to drink a little bit more fluid and whether to restrict more. If she gains 2 or more pounds, she is to restrict her fluids to 40 ounces, and if she gains if she loses more weight than usual, then she is to drink a little bit more, closer to 45 ounces for that day, period. We also recommended that she elevates her legs when she is seated or laying down, and that she uses compression stockings during the day, period. Next line, arterial hypertension, which is related to hyperaldosteronism, period. Her recent serum aldosterone level was very high, at 88.1, and her renin was 260 for a ratio of renin aldosterone of 2.95, period. Her blood pressure has been pretty stabilized since the last visit, and she states her systolic levels have ranged from the 110s to the 120s, and her diastolic has remained in the 60s, period. Her primary care provider discontinued the spironolactone due to hyperkalemia. So she is only taking losartan and the amlodipine, as well as carvedilol for right now, period. we recommend that she continues to monitor her blood pressure readings on a daily basis, and if she notices an increase in her levels, to notify us, and so we may adjust her current regimen, period. We ordered a CT of the adrenals with pound fields to assess for hypertrophy or lesions of the adrenal glands to find out whether this is the cause of her hyperaldosteronism, period. If there is any abnormalities in the adrenal glands, we will consider referral to an endocrinologist for further assessment, period. Next line, hyperkalemia, as previously stated. This is possibly related to her intake of losartan and recently spironolactone, which was discontinued, period. Her serum potassium level is 5. We advise her to decrease her intake of foods that are high in potassium. And we will continue to monitor for now. Next line. Her renogram, which was done on September 22nd, 2022, reveals functional kidneys, with the left kidney providing 81% of the patient's overall renal function, and the right kidney, which is atrophic, producing approximately 19% of the patient's overall renal function, period. This test was done because the patient has a history of right renal infarct, and we wanted to see whether or not the right kidney was still functioning, period. Next line, hyponatremia with serum sodium of 132. This is possibly dilutional in nature, period. We advise her to restrict her fluid intake to 45 ounces in 24 hours. We will continue to monitor, period. Next line, hypothyroidism, which is stable on the current therapy. Next line, severe leg cramps, which have significantly improved since the last visit. Next line, obesity. We encourage losing weight through increased physical activity and consumption of a plant-based diet. Next line, hyperglycemia with an A1C of 6.2%. Which would place the patient at prediabetes. We recommend that she follows up with her PCP for further evaluation and monitoring. Next line. GERD. Next line, we will reevaluate this case in 3 weeks to review the CT scan result of the adrenal gland and